Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Microsoft Education, and I'm so excited to partner with them this summer. Have you seen the new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams? It's totally free and will transform the way you think about reading fluency. I was completely blown away when I saw Reading Progress in action, and I know you will be too. Just go to aka.ms/readingprogresspp to find out more about the free Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams. You can also send me a DM on Instagram, and I'll make sure to get you the link. If you're listening to this when the episode goes live on July 20th, I have something important to share with you before we dive in. In today's episode, you'll hear me mention my Easy EdTech Club a couple of times. If you're listening to this from July 20th to July 31st, the doors to the club are currently open. I only welcome members a few times a year, and you can go to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram if you want the details. If you're playing catch up with this podcast and listening later in the year after August 1st, you can go to the same link, but you'll just find a waitlist page there instead. So if you want to learn more about the Easy EdTech Club, join the hundreds of members in the group. It's been running strong for 2 years now. Just go to classtechtips.com/club before the end of the day on July 31st to join in. This week's podcast is titled, 5 Ways to Use Word Clouds in Every Subject Area, and I'm excited to share a few favorite strategies with you. If you're looking to boost student engagement and increase participation this year, a word cloud might be a great fit for your classroom. What is a word cloud? Even if the term is new to you, you might have come across a word cloud in a few different places. A word cloud is a visual representation of information or data that has been collected. It uses a set of data, such as a list of words, text from a blog post, or a collection of written items like a series of articles. The data is then presented in a visual with more important words. This is usually based on how frequently they appear in that word list or text. Those words are larger and bolder. So I say more important, right? These are the ones that are more frequent, that show up more, that we're putting more emphasis on. You might also hear this type of data visualization, a word cloud, referred to as text clouds or tag clouds. Now, you might have seen these in an article or a newspaper or next to a set of survey results as a kind of different kind of image to show off what's going on in that article. So why exactly are word clouds useful? Well, a word cloud shows off trends. For example, if you took the text of 5 articles about sharks and ran it through a word cloud generator, some of the biggest, boldest words in a word cloud might be ocean, since ocean is used to describe where they live and probably comes up frequently in these articles. Large might be another word that is bigger in a word cloud since it's used to describe their size. Or you might even see a word like boat, a little bit larger. It's used to describe where maybe research is taking place, so the word boat might come up a few times. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at how to use word clouds with student-submitted words. So instead of copy and pasting a large piece of text into a word cloud generator, we'll look at 5 activities you can try with students. These activities will ask them to submit responses to a prompt or a question by having them add one or a few words to a word cloud generator. Although there are a few different tools you can use to create a word cloud, if you Google word cloud generator, you'll see what I mean. In this episode, I'm going to talk about one tool in particular. It's called Mentimeter, M-E-N-T-I-M-E-T-E-R, and it's free to use. I only use the free plan. And you might have heard me mention it in the past episodes before, like ones that I've done around assessment routines, because you can use it for a lot of different things. So for our conversation about word clouds today, you'll want to head to mentimeter.com, set up a free account, and the type of activity we're going to work with or that you'll choose is in Mentimeter is a word cloud. You'll see a button at the top of the screen where you can share the word cloud maker with students and you'll decide what type of activity to try out. If you're a member of my Easy EdTech Club, my membership site, you've probably seen me use Mentimeter in one of our monthly masterclasses, and you can get a step-by-step guide for setting it up in the club area. If you're not a member of my Easy EdTech Club and want to learn more, just head over to classtechtips.com/club. Let's jump into our five activities for using word clouds in every classroom. First on the list is to use word clouds to start off with a do now. What exactly is a do now or a pulse check? It's a quick read of the room or an opportunity for students to share at the beginning of a lesson. You might use a prompt like, choose two words to describe how you're feeling today. How would you describe the character we read about yesterday? Skim this article and add two words that jump out at you. For this activity, you might give students a word bank to choose from by posting suggestions in a shared space. You might ask students to brainstorm some words as a group or turn and talk to a partner before adding to a word cloud. A do now activity can feel low stakes for students, but gives you some useful information or examples you can point back to during a lesson. Just make sure the question or prompt you share is something that could be answered with one word or a couple words if you're going to encourage students to do more than one response. Next on the list is an activity where you can spotlight a challenging vocabulary word. Just like a do now, this activity is really ready for you to customize at any grade level in every subject area. After discussing a new topic, reviewing a concept, or reflecting on a previous activity, ask students to choose one or two words that were particularly challenging. You might use a prompt like, which words did you struggle to pronounce, spell, or wrap your head around? If another student is studying this topic, which words do they need to know and use? Or which words have you noticed using more in your own writing or conversations? Depending on the results in the word cloud, you might start a conversation with students on how to tackle challenging words, or you might decide to revisit these words in an upcoming unit of study. So in addition to our first two, another quick activity you can try with a word cloud is to have students share an action word. This could be a word connected to what they plan to do next or a goal that they might have. You might share examples like meet. I will meet with my group today. Or maybe their word is research. I will research where pandas live. Or their action word could be ask. I will ask my partner for feedback on my writing. Similar to the first activity on the list, you might decide to give students a word bank to refer to or a handful of examples to get their wheels spinning. Like all of the activities on this list, a think aloud where you model for students can be particularly useful for introducing this new word cloud routine. A do now, vocabulary spotlight, and action word share are three ideas you can tailor to your group of students. Next up, number four on the list, is to use a word cloud to help students reflect on an experience. With this activity, you might use a prompt like, after reaching out about an event in history, who would you like to learn more about? Or, when the class has accomplished a big goal, What does it feel like now that we've reached this milestone? Or you might ask, after a field trip, what word would you use to describe today's experience? Students might elaborate on an experience in a more formal response, but share just one word in this collaborative activity. If your students had a great time with a guest speaker or visiting a special place, you might even conclude this word cloud in a thank you card or a follow-up email to that organization. The last of the five activities on the list is to use a word cloud to let students share a favorite. Whether it is connected to course content or related to a favorite food, students and everyone love talking about things that they love. You might ask questions like, which season is your favorite? What ice cream flavor is top of your list? Which sport could you watch all day, every day? So this type of activity, you'll want to make sure, just like all of them, that you set up the question so that's a one-word quick answer. Now, this kind of activity, this share a favorite, might be useful for building community in your classroom. Building community is a topic we looked at just this month of July, in my membership site, the Easy Ed Tech Club. And this month's masterclass features all about me projects, specifically around this idea of building community. So using a quick activity like share a favorite to open a lesson or close out a week is a great option for bringing students together to talk a little bit more about themselves. Word clouds are definitely a favorite activity. Mentimeter is a fast tool to learn and to implement into a routine. And so if you are looking to try out something new with word clouds this year, I hope that you feel these five ways are just as flexible enough for you to tailor to whatever subject area you're focusing on this year. So let's finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, start off with a do now. Next, spotlight a challenging vocabulary word. Then, share an action word. Finally, reflect on an experience and share a favorite. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode with all of the resources and tools I mentioned today by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode, number 121. If you're listening to this on a podcast app and you click on the description below today's episode, you should also find a link right there that will take you to the podcast page with all of the info from today's episode. And you should also see a link for the Easy Ed Tech Club. It's just classtechtips.com/club. So if you want to join us this year in the membership site, feel free to head there and learn more. Or of course, you can send me a message on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Class Tech Tips. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Microsoft Education. I'm so excited to partner with them to bring you new episodes of the podcast this summer. Don't forget to check out their new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams. This powerful fluency app can help students practice reading skills and give you actionable formative assessment data too. Learn more at aka.ms/readingprogresspp. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they are searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.